Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday Morning MV Pro Call. Today is January 23rd, and I'd like to welcome those of you that are here live, as well as those of you listening via recording, which, of course, you can do by going to motovitality.com and listening, or Google Podcast, or Apple Podcast, or iHeartRadio, or whatever podcast app you happen to use. We definitely appreciate those of you that are here live, but also those of you listening. And I also want to apologize. I'm wondering if we had a little technical difficulty on this service for people getting on, because there's not as many of you here, and especially our regulars on today. So if you're listening to this as recording later, when you log on, sometimes you hear the free conference call with the logo, and so it's interesting. I want to say that this is a great service, and we have been using it for what, 8-9 years, Jen? And mm-hmm. The reality is there have been a couple instances where we've had technical difficulties where for whatever reason people had, but mostly it's been really, really reliable, and I'd recommend it to people. We have looked into other paid services, and they don't offer nearly what this service does. And so I don't mind promoting it at all. If you ever need a conference call, we have the same number and the same login every week. So, it's worth a few glitches here and there. Fortunately, we've never had it when we've had a guest speaker on. So knock on wood on that one. I'm going to start the call off the way I do every week, now that we've had a couple other people hop on here. Was there anything anybody learned this last week that you wish you had known before? Was there anything that happened that's worthy of sharing with other professionals across the country, or anything we can help you with? Anybody have anything?
I have a couple
things. Go for it, Jim.
Of course I do.
Can always count on you.
I didn't get a chance to say thank you to Phil Rhodes of Futuramics Clean Water Center. I was able to visit their team over in Omaha, and I spent a week with their sales professional there, Matthew, and then their sales coordinator, Matt, which, yes, got confusing because I, again, just had to check to make sure I was saying Matt and Matthew in the right order. So I was able to spend the week with them and learn from them and also share a little bit of my knowledge. And I really appreciated that. And then just this past couple of days, I was able to do an assessment for, Brad and his crew over at Advanced Water right here in Michigan in our backyard. So that was really exciting. I was able to speak to all the employees and get a feel for their company, and we're going to be able to help them out and kind of send them an assessment of bringing out the strengths and then also where they can improve. But I do have to say one thing that I loved about both companies, Futuramics is also like this, where they're very much, they're all one big family. But Advanced Water, they are like one big family. One of the things that really stuck out to me was there is one of their salt delivery guys that apparently he had got, they go by Google reviews and they'll pick somebody and award them something, but he had got I believe it was a 3-star or 4-star Google review out of 5. And the thing was, it was an older gentleman, and he took the salt down, put the salt in, and then he had one of their requirements is that they go above and beyond. So he went ahead and he took the guy's trash out for him and took it down to the road because the guy said it was trash day and it was kind of icy outside. He did that, and he still ended up getting like a 3-star or 4-star from this guy. But they still recognized him for going above and beyond, and he ended up getting a $20 Taco Bell card or something because he tried. And I think that that's so important for management, that even if you don't have somebody constantly getting five stars, when they go above and beyond, you still need to be able to recognize them and show how much you appreciate them. So I thought that was really cool. That's all I have.
So what are you saying, Jen?
Well, you know.
You're saying that I should.
Corey gave me 2 stars the other day. I think I still deserve, I don't know, a
yeah.
Tiffany gift card.
Right. I gifted you Delta status, okay? That was.
That's right.
So anyway, so the point that I
have a $25 gift card here for Walmart. It's being used, but I still have the card.
Used.
Use Walmart gift card.
Cards accounts.
That's right. Actually, Jen, what I take from that is something, I mean, a lot of it, thank you. But I love the idea of making it a point. I don't know if we've ever talked about it specifically like that. And what a great idea to look at every appointment that you've done and or every time you've met with the customer and look for one thing that you can do that over and beyond that is would be considered over and beyond that would be considered different. I love that idea because, you know, we have talked about the fact before that, you know, for example, taking your shoes off or wearing booties when you go into the house. Okay, that's a really respectful and good thing to do. But if all the competitors are doing the same thing, then what you're doing there is just average. It's not an over and above thing. Now, the customers will probably notice that if you don't, but if everybody is doing that one thing, then that's average. And so look for that thing that your competitors aren't doing, you know, that would make it stand out, that would be considered over and above and not just average. I love that idea. That's, you know, I think what comes to mind is your suggestion of putting the towel down on the counter. You know, that's an over and above type service that probably, my guess is most of the competitors aren't doing that. You know, so if everybody is, then that becomes an average thing, even though it is respectful and a good thing. So I love that idea, that concept. That's and to actually take a look at that and ask yourself at the end of the presentation or the end of the contact with the customer, what did I do that will stand out in their mind? You know, what did I do that is that over and above? That's awesome. Good suggestion.
There's one company that I, because I talk about that when I do one of my presentations at WQA, there's one company that said that they pay their service technicians an extra 15 minutes to do something, whether it's sweep up the garage after, you know, the whole garage after an install or, you know, a large part of the basement if they happen to do it in a basement. And, you know, they pay them an extra 15 minutes to go above and beyond, but they don't charge the customer. The other thing that I wanted to mention is that the gift cards that they get, I think they do this once a week. They have kind of an employee of the week type of thing. The gift cards that they purchase are used with, like, the miles or the extra points that they get from their company credit card. So it doesn't cost the company anything. It's something that they get with their points. And I thought that was really cool that they're giving back to their employees when, you know, I'm sure that the owner could take a trip to Hawaii or something with the points, but he gives back to his employees. I thought that was awesome.
Again, I feel a little like I'm being targeted here.
But you gave me a silver medallion.
On to our topic. Can we move on? Let's move on to our topic, shall we? Unless anybody else has anything else, seriously. I those of you that have been on this call a long time know that I always think it's about me. You know.
No, Kelly, I don't think you would be paranoid if everybody wasn't out to get you. So.
Exactly. All right. Let's talk about our topic, and this was an idea. I think, Corey, you helped us come up with this idea last week, and I think it's worth taking 15 or 20 minutes in chatting about this. And we're going to talk about monthly investments, okay, and the benefit of monthly investments. How do we talk about monthly investments? What is the, why are we calling it monthly investments? And I want to start there. Tom Hopkins, who is, you know, he's been around a long time. He's a good sales trainer. Many of you have heard me reference his stuff for a long time. I really enjoy his presentations. His book, How to Master the Art of Selling Everything, is among one of my favorites. That being said, he's kind of old school sometimes, you know, and there are, you know, probably 15 or 20% of the stuff in that How to Master the Art of Selling Anything that I don't agree with, that I would say, it needs to be modified and updated for sure, because with the internet and the way things are now, some of it just doesn't apply. People do buy a little differently. But the stuff that is good is really good. And whether it's a tiny little thing or sometimes a big thing, one of the things that I really like about what he talks about are danger words. And which is why we call the monthly payments monthly investments instead of monthly payments. We've done a call on that, kind of going through, you know, instead of a contract, it's paperwork. Instead of having somebody sign, you have them authorize or autograph. You don't sell them something. You either help them to own it or you serve them. You'll often hear me say, I had an opportunity to serve that customer. That is from Tom Hopkins, who suggests that it is the way you word it to say, I had an opportunity to serve that customer, as opposed to, yeah, we sold a system to that customer. It says something different to your new potential prospect. And so that's why I refer to monthly payments as a monthly investment. Okay, this is straight from Tom Hopkins. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean, you know, that could either mean rentals, it could mean financing. I don't know that it necessarily matters, but I want to talk about rentals a little bit, and because there are a lot of companies out there that encourage rentals. And then I want to talk about the financing options as well. And I think both are fine. I do think that having an option for monthly investments is wise. On the rental side of it, having an option for, well, from a business perspective, from a company's perspective, having a solid rental program, and we can't delve into this a lot right now. And I don't know if this is necessarily the audience to delve into the benefits of building the rental program. All I will say is that having a solid rental program is really, really, really valuable. It makes the company very valuable. It actually it helps make the company recession proof because it you have those regular rental checks coming in month after month after month. It's difficult to build a rental program because you have to have inventory a lot of times to put it out there. And there is typically when you, especially if you're renting a new piece of equipment, it can be a 2 to 3 year turnaround before you start to have a return on investment on that piece of equipment. So if there are any owners or managers out there listening to this call that are interested in building a rental program, that's something we can definitely help with. We can give you those numbers. And now is the time to do it while the economy is good. Okay. It definitely gives you an opportunity as a sales professional to offer more options to your customers as well. Now, I will tell you, when I was in sales for the 4 years that I was, just under 4 years that I was a straight commission senior professional out there before I became manager, and, you know, with 1,000 plus customers, I think I may have rented only about 5 systems that whole time. I rarely ever rented systems. I did a lot of financing though, a lot of monthly investments. When I came out to do Motivitality, and found and started working with a lot of other companies that had solid rental programs, that was pretty foreign to me at first, because I never really understood why a customer would rent a water softener, or especially a water softener, but even a drinking water system, especially if the warranties were solid. People would say, well, do you guys rent? And I'd go, well, yeah. People rent for one of three reasons. They rent because they want to try it out first and see if it works. But we have a 90-day money-back guarantee. Some companies have 30-day, or if there's no money-back guarantee at all, you know, most companies will have that at some level. But we had a 90-day money-back guarantee. So I would say, you know, the first reason people rent is because they want to try it out first and see if it works. I said, and I would say, you know, we have a 90-day money-back guarantee on everything. No questions asked. So if you don't like it, we'll take it out and refund your money anyway. I said, the second reason people rent is because they are not going to be in the house very long. And our system had a transferable warranty on it, you know. So I would say, you know, that doesn't make a ton of sense always, because, you know, you can either take a system with you or the warranty transfers to the new owner, and it actually becomes a selling point in the home if you buy it. And then I would say the third reason people rent is because they want the service. They want a guarantee that nothing goes wrong with it, or that it's covered under warranty. And certainly it is with the rental. I said, but with the warranty that we have, it's a 10-year warranty. And so, you know, it takes about 5 years to pay off the system. And so you're going to, you know, and the difference between renting and financing it, which costs about the same amount on the monthly investments, the difference is that in 5 years you stop making the payments. If you're renting it, we come get the system. If you have financed it, it belongs to you. You know, you get to keep it. And so that was the way I talked about financing, the options for financing, to kind of build the value into the financing program. I'm curious, and I have some ideas, because since we've been doing Motor Vitality and we work with other companies, I'm curious to hear, and I want to open this up, you know, to Corey. I know you guys do some rentals and financing. I'm curious to hear from some of you that are doing more rentals or a larger percentage of rentals versus the financing, and how are you comparing those two options? What would you say to encourage somebody to rent versus the financing, the case that I just made for financing? Any suggestions?
Corey, I would love to hear how you present it, because I've heard you, and you do awesome.
Yeah, so I kind of just stick to payments in general. I don't know exactly why, but I noticed in myself that I do a really good job of selling payments. So it kind of depends on kind of what we need that month, or, you know, however it looks like. But I actually stole that line from Kelly, three reasons why people rent. And when I've noticed, when I say that, it's amazing. People go over to look more into financing over renting. If I kind of just leave that out or change my wording a little bit, they like to stick to rental. But it's, yeah, that's basically what I do. I really do use that. I heard Kelly use it probably over a year ago, and I utilize it.
So what are some of the advantages to, and I think maybe some of you on the call would be better equipped than me on this one to talk about this. What are some of the advantages? Let's start with monthly investments in general. Why would somebody, I mean, I know it sounds sort of basic, but why would somebody want a monthly investment at all? What are some of the advantages to that?
Well, Well, some people I don't think can, you know, something goes bad, their water softener goes out, they have to have a water softener. They might not have, you know, an extra couple grand sitting in their bank account or room on their credit cards or whatever. And so they might go ahead and opt for renting, you know, so they can make smaller payments or even renting until most companies will have the option that after 6 months, you know, 100% of your rent goes towards purchase of the piece of equipment. But for the most part, you know, they can't afford it up front.
Sure. So it makes it more affordable for people. Now, most companies have, you know, when it comes to rent, you have to pay a deposit, an install, first and last month's rent, that sort of thing. Sometimes it means you get a reconditioned piece of equipment in the home. Not always. Some companies will always put a new one in. But most companies that have a rental program will have a reconditioned rental option. So, you know, that is one of the things. I certainly, you know, absolutely agree with you in terms of why somebody, I mean, that's why I didn't go pay cash for my car. You know, I had a payment on my car, and because, you know, you just simply can't, we do that with a lot of stuff. And this is for a lot of families, a high ticket item. You know, it's not uncommon for them to want to break that down into even over the course of a year. So it definitely makes it more affordable. What else, though? Why else might somebody want to rent or have, not necessarily rent? Let's say have a monthly investment. What are some of the other reasons? And not necessarily with water treatment either. In general, why? So it makes it more affordable. Are there other reasons why they might want to have a monthly investment?
I don't know if this is a, you know, very many people do this, but I know my daughter, when she got out of college, she needed to establish her credit. And, you know, so she took on a payment just so she could establish her credit.
Yeah, I think that's legitimate. Sure. I think that's absolutely somebody who's astute. And I love that one's a little out of the box. You know, you might have an elderly person that needs water treatment or needs something there. But I mean, I know this sounds morbid, but I remember when I was in sales, you know, the system that we carried had a 10-year warranty on it. And I would have a customer that would be 80 years old that needed a new water softener. And they, you know, they would make comments a bit morbidly, like, I'm not even going to be around in 10 years. The warranty is going to last longer than me. And so they would finance it or look at it because they, you know, they might have been on a fixed income, but it was going to be somebody else's problem in 5 or 6 years, probably, you know? And I mean, I know that that's not something you go to the customer and say, you know, you should finance this because you're probably going to be dead in like 6 years anyway. And so, you know, what difference does it matter? I would not use that as a sales strategy. Probably not a good one, but it could be a factor. I know that that has certainly crossed some people's minds. So don't, you know, we can't always assume that somebody wants those monthly investments simply because they don't have the money to afford it up front. In terms of renting, you know, in general, what are some of the differences between renting, you know, why would we, so I made the case for financing, you know, with my little three reasons or three options. Somebody make the case for renting for me. Why would somebody rent? Keeping in mind that most companies have a 3-year requirement for rent. You know, so just like we do with cell phones, right? We, you know, we essentially rent our cell phone technology and we have to sign a 3-year contract. This is what people do all the time. So why would they rent a piece of equipment? Corey, I'm sorry. Go ahead. You were saying
something goes wrong in 4 or 5 years. It's taken care of.
Right.
They don't have to pay for the maintenance.
Right. So there's never a service call. But they are still responsible for putting their own salts in, right? Or is that included in the rental?
Yeah, they're responsible.
They're responsible for putting their own salt in it. Now, I think you guys, though, you include the cost of changing the filters on the RO, right? That's included?
Yes.
See, that one actually...
That's a no-brainer right there. Really, it is. I remember first working, there's a lot of companies that do that where, you know, they handle the maintenance of the equipment if you're renting, which includes with the RO changing the filters and things like that. And, I mean, you add it up, and I any company I've worked with that does that, I tell them, you know, if you're going in a home and they're concerned about a large investment of both the softener and the reverse osmosis, recommend that they purchase the softener, but they rent the RO because it pays for itself in rent. It's a total no-brainer. Then you have the happy medium, because I know management, they are, you know, owners, they like that reoccurring revenue of the rental payments. So you've got the happy medium there.
Yeah, you get a little bit of both. There are a fair number of companies out there that are doing that have the sanitized, the reverse osmosis and change the filters. And like Jen says, when you do the math on that one, I would actually consider renting a reverse osmosis system in that circumstance, not ever having to worry about changing those filters and knowing that it was sanitized and taken care of and stuff like that. There are a lot of companies that don't do that. The rent tends to be lower for, you know, to rent a reverse osmosis system. But, you know, this, I want to take, speaking of rent, so usually it's not uncommon for companies to have a drinking water system let me just talk about this. First off, rental prices should be somewhere in the ballpark of what it would cost to finance that system. Those numbers should be about the same, you know, so basically 2% of the retail value. Okay, so if something, you know, if you've got a $4,000 ticket, then your rent should be about $80 for both of those pieces of equipment, you know, if that's what they cost. Some financing offers a 1.5 minimum payment, so that makes it a little more affordable. You take that down to about $60-$65 on rent on that, you know, softener and reverse osmosis or whatever. So that's about where they should be. They should be pretty comparative. So they should be in line with that. But when it comes to the drinking water system in particular, don't forget when you, or actually with both pieces of equipment, don't forget to build the value of what the cost is. But with the drinking water, for example, you know, if they are spending $50 a month on bottled water, and if you've done a proper analysis, you've asked the customer enough questions and you've kind of delved in to find out what their needs are and what they're using, what they're doing, then they, you know, if they're spending $50 a month on bottled water, even if they're not going to completely eliminate the bottled water from their, from, you know, some people like it. I think it's unrealistic for people to completely cut it out. They like your convenience or whatever. But even if you cut that in half, they're saving $25 a month on bottled water at that point. And they can put that into a drinking water system, because most companies will rent a drinking water system for $25 to $30 a month. And now they've got an unlimited supply of that better than bottled water quality right at their kitchen tap. The thing that I love about it, and I always point this out, is that we're not asking them to spend any more money than they're already spending. It's the exact, we don't have to go in there and convince them to spend more money. And that, you can make that case with the water conditioner as well, if you break it down and look at how much soap and detergent and you know, you use 75% less soap and detergent when it comes to a water softener. So if you can break down what they're spending a month on soaps and detergents and that sort of thing, then that gives you a dollar amount. You're not asking them to spend any more money than they're already spending. In most cases, you're asking them to save money. You're just simply, instead of spending it on plastics that are going to end up going into the ocean and the landfills, they're spending it on a system that is going to give them much better quality 24 hours a day, a lot more conveniently in the home. So any final thoughts or comments on that? We've effectively killed another half hour here. So any final thoughts or suggestions or comments? With that then, that brings us up to the top of the hour. So I'd like to, as you know, I did not send out a constant contact this time, and yet you guys were on. And I truly am appreciative of that. It means a lot. And I will talk to you guys next week, if not before. Okay. Thanks, everybody. Be safe.